Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 390, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. Ever find yourself feeling like your time isn't truly yours to control? We all aspire to expedite personal growth and attain success on our own terms. But mastering time management is key. Surprisingly, 82% of individuals lack a time management system, even though 91% acknowledge it would reduce stress. 90% believe it would enhance productivity, and 86% think it would improve task focus. So, how can we join that effective 18%? Well, here are 9 time management cheat codes that will save you hundreds of hours of your life. Number 1, single tasking. Multitasking actually leads to decreased productivity and quality of work. Research from Stanford University has shown that multitasking is less productive than doing a single task at a time. And that's because the brain is not designed to handle multiple tasks simultaneously effectively. In other words, focusing on one task at a time allows for better concentration and efficiency. It's about prioritizing quality over quantity. So instead of juggling multiple projects simultaneously, we should focus on completing one project at a time. For instance, if you're working on a report, dedicate a specific block of time to concentrate solely on researching, writing, or editing without being distracted by other tasks. Every Monday and Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., I dedicate to researching, writing, and recording this podcast. Nothing else happens between that block of time, because I know I can either do a good job at one thing or a shitty job on many. And that choice is up to us. the best we can do when we multitask is we can be fast task switchers. That's it. Number two, plan your day the night before. If I walked up to 50 strangers and asked them what their most critical task of the day was, how many do you think would have an answer? Maybe five. 90% wouldn't have a clue. Most of us wake up with no clear intentions for the day. We aimlessly wander around like a zombie waiting for things to happen to us. We wait for luck to slap us upside the head. It's this lack of clarity and direction that drags us further away from our goals, increases our anxiety, and creates self-doubt. And the solution is fairly straightforward. Each night, take 15 to 30 minutes outlining the key task you want to accomplish the next day. This might include scheduling important meetings, prioritizing projects or tasks, or setting specific goals. And when the following day comes around, you have a roadmap for your day and can start working on important tasks immediately. In other words, this clarity means we can grip it and rip it as soon as we wake up. We can use that morning momentum on needle-moving tasks, not on writing a to-do list. For me, each day at 5:30 p.m., as part of my evening routine, I ask myself four critical questions. Did I complete my one big task? What do I want to congratulate myself on? What could I improve about my days? How do I feel? And lastly, I review Asana where I manage all of my tasks. This sets me up for daily success. Number three, automate decisions. Small decisions may seem insignificant, but they all accumulate over time. For example, 30 seconds doesn't sound like much, but over an 80-year lifespan, 30 seconds per day adds up to 243 hours. Small decisions add up, and they clog our decision-making processor. And this is exactly why we should automate. According to a study published in the journal Neuron, the brain has a limited capacity for making decisions. Automating routine decisions helps conserve cognitive resources for more important tasks. By automating routine decisions, we free up mental space for more critical thinking and creative tasks. This could include meal planning, clothing choices, or setting default responses for routine emails. I automate a few ways. I limit the clothing selection I have and pick them out the night before. My wife and I either use HelloFresh, Dinnerly, or Factor for all of our meals throughout the week, which makes dinner much easier. We use Zapier to automate our businesses. We automate our bills and investments. And finally, we have recurring subscriptions for household goods. Small decisions should not clog the bigger vision. Set it, forget it, and focus on the big things. Number four, eliminate distractions. A study by the University of California, Irvine found that it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to get back to a task after being interrupted. An average of 2.1 hours are lost daily as a result of distractions. That's 10 and a half hours a week, or 42 hours a month, or 504 hours a year. And the average time spent on a task before we get distracted is 11 minutes. Distractions are a huge problem. Every app, platform, website, entertainment source is trying to harvest our attention. It's like an aerial raid on our ship. The more aircraft we need to defend against, the more challenging it is to hit those targets. If you can minimize distractions by even 50%, you're way ahead of the curve. I'd argue that one of the most critical aspects of anyone that's successful is their ability to eliminate distractions. This is how they do more within our allotted 24 hours each day. Personally, I eliminate distractions in a few ways. I leverage time blocking on my calendar. I place my phone away from my studio desk. I leverage my do not disturb setting on my phone to avoid any unnecessary notifications. And lastly, I use a music platform called Brain.fm. They actually hold patents on technology to elicit strong neural phase locking, aka the firing of neurons to engage in various kinds of coordinated activity. They've built purpose-built unique music that steers you into a desired mental state. One that significantly enhances blood flow in the brain compared to traditional music. So, whether I'm trying to engage in deep work, learning, or spark creativity, each of their unique channels allows me to radically shift my mind. Remember, everything around you is fighting for your attention, but you need it the most to be successful.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. Number 5, set time limits. Parkinson's law states work will expand to fill the time allotted for its completion. I want you to think back to maybe earlier today, yesterday, earlier this week, or last week, where you finished something in a very short window of time and surprised yourself. Maybe you finished that final paper in one night before the deadline. Maybe you completed a work presentation 2 days before the deadline. That's Parkinson's law in effect. And we can leverage it for faster progress and growth. By setting specific time constraints, we create a sense of urgency and prevent unnecessary time wastage. So instead of giving yourself an open-ended time frame to complete a task, set a specific deadline. For instance, commit to finishing a report in 2 hours. This creates a sense of urgency and prevents unnecessary time spent on perfectionism or overthinking. Basically, give yourself less time to do tasks. If you believe a task will take a week, ask yourself, could I do this in 3 days? Where would that put me in terms of proximity to my goals? Anytime I set a task for myself in Asana and I set a date, I always ask myself these two questions. And each time I realized this, the first time frame that surfaces should be cut in half. That reduction in time puts me much further ahead at the end of the year. Number 6, if it takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. In high school, one of my jobs was for a landscaping company cutting lawns. Sometimes we'd have such a packed schedule that we need to push back some of these weekly cuttings. And when we did finally get around to these lawns, it took twice as long to cut. The grass was longer, we'd clog the mowers, we'd need to spend more time cleaning up sidewalks, patios, and driveways because grass got everywhere. This is a similar outcome to micro tasks. They weigh on our brains, they accumulate, they cause mental clutter. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, clear them out immediately. That email you need to send, that text you should reply to, clear them off the board. Tackling quick tasks immediately prevents them from accumulating and causing mental clutter. This helps maintain a sense of order and prevents the feelings of being overwhelmed by a multitude of small tasks, which, similar to automating decisions, allows us to focus on the bigger things with greater efficiency. Number 7, take short breaks. Burnout comes when we know we should take a break, but we push on anyway. Rest is an essential part of maintaining productivity. Short breaks between focus work sessions prevent burnout, enhance mental clarity, and contribute to overall well-being. It's about working smarter, not longer. Most of us have a skewed understanding of rest. We think rest takes us away from productivity. However, the opposite is true. Rest is productive. Filling every moment with work or stimulation is a recipe for burnout. And while we may get things done, they cost a lot more time and energy. Our minds need to exert more energy to complete tasks that should take us half the time and energy when we're constantly going. But when we take short breaks in between focus bursts of work, we stay fresh and our work will remain at a high level. Every 52 minutes, I break away from my computer and phone for a 17-minute break. I release the tentacles of the device I'm working on so I can allow my thoughts to flow and my perspective and opportunity to analyze things. Short breaks are pressure valves, and once they're released, productivity and creativity flow. Number 8, make a not-to-do list. If you've been consuming self-help content for more than a minute, you'll realize that there's no shortage of people telling you to create a to-do list. Hell, I just referred to this in point 2. But what about making a list of things we don't do? A not-to-do list. This is just as important as defining things we should do, because creating a not-to-do list helps us stay focused on what truly matters, which means reducing time wasted on unproductive or draining tasks. So, if mindless social media scrolling or excessive meetings aren't contributing to your success, add them to your not-to-do list. If pointless coffee meetings aren't contributing to your success, add them to your not-to-do list. if emailing after 8 p.m., trying to get your inbox down to zero, isn't contributing to your success, add it to your not-to-do list. Find the areas you're losing the most time and remove as many things as you can. And then stick to it. On my not-to-do list are things like no TV throughout the week, no cell phones while I eat dinner with my wife and daughter, and no eating after 8 p.m. The things we don't do are just as important as the things we do. Number 9, make know your default. Okay, this sounds savage, but if time is our most precious resource, shouldn't we be ruthless about how we use it? Derek Sivers, an author of Philosophy and Entrepreneurship, has a great rule. It's called hell yeah or no. If it's not hell yeah, it's a no. It's as simple as that. We should only dedicate our time to things that align with our priorities and bring significant value, meaning we spend time on things that truly matter to us. Now, this might sound selfish, but it's actually quite selfless. If we're committing time to things that don't align with our priorities, it means we're not in it. We're not putting our best foot forward, which means we're not only doing ourselves a disservice, we're doing a disservice to the other person. So before committing to new projects, requests, or social engagements, evaluate whether they align with your long-term goals and priorities. If an opportunity doesn't excite you or contribute significantly to your objectives, say no to protect your time and energy. If you can plug in these 9 time management cheat codes to your life console, you will save hundreds of hours of your life. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into 9 time management cheat codes. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.